If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
6:19 at Morning Magic. It's David and Kendra. Good morning. Big night for Sue last night. She is she's a celebrated author and had that. No, I'm not even saying that like as a laugh.
It sounds weird to hear it. It sounds like, wait, me?
Well deserved. Well deserved.
Sue and her partner Deirdre have written the book. It's called Waking Oz. You had the book release party last night. What happens at a book release party?
It was so fun. Kendra was there. We had about 80 people come, which was fantastic. And we had it at this mill building in Amesbury. It's called the Birdhouse Amesbury, and it's a really cool venue. Like couches and like little lamps and just such a cozy space. And people came and they had, you know, wine and soft drinks and a little something to eat. And then we did a little reading, you know, where we did a Q&A. Kendra asked us questions. We read from the book. We read some excerpts. And then we were able to, like, talk to the people that were there and do a Q&A with them. And then we signed books and we took tons of pictures. Mm. And it was just such a wonderful night. And by the way, the people who came...
Well, I was just going to say,
we're so attentive.
I had childhood friends. Hi to the Zabrick family. They came, and there was a listener that came from 2 hours, drove two hours
from Attleboro.
Abington, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
And so they, like, so many people came and they listened to the morning show, and they were so happy that, you know, that you wrote this awesome book that is an easy read and it's meaningful. So it was a wonderful win-win for everybody, and they really enjoyed it, and you did a wonderful job, and Jen Vincent made delicious food.
Oh my God.
You know Jen, David,
and she's such a special person, and she's such a good friend.
The spread was incredible.
And I expected that she was going to make a few little finger sandwiches and, you know, a charcuterie board, and she put on two giant tables full of food.
Like, professional, it was professionally done. Like, it was amazing and wonderful, and the owners of Birdhouse and Amesbury were there. Jody and Crystal, they were so nice as well.
Oh, they are the best.
It was a great event. You should be very proud. You've worked hard on this, and I think I'm so happy that you've accomplished this for yourself.
Yeah, it was a big bucket list item, so, yeah.
How long do you work on a book? How long does it take you to write a book?
Well, the thing is, this has been 5 years in the making, so our joke last night was we're not really an overnight success.
But that's pretty good, though, for a book, right?
It didn't start as a book, though. So we started it as a podcast,
right.
We did a series of newspaper articles, and then the last iteration is a book. But Waking Oz is more of a concept, so there's been many, many things, but the book was just something that we could have that was physical that we could see and celebrate. So that was fun.
Yeah.
I just want to say one more thing. So, you know, we all do events and stuff, and you know, when you're doing an event and you're standing up at the room and, you know, you have to kind of shush the room a little bit.
Yeah.
Usually people start talking. One thing that I thought was really complimentary of both you and Deirdre is that not one person was speaking.
I know.
While they were listening to your answers, and they were really attentive, and it just shows that they wanted to be there, and they were happy to be there, and they wanted to hear what you had to say.
Don't think that's because they got the sense that nobody talks when Sue was talking?
Or they did get that message.
You don't think that could be part of the vibe?
Yes,
no.
Good point.
Yeah, we're so proud of you, Sue.
Yeah.
And Deirdre, too. Congratulations on the book and all the hard work that has gone not only into writing the book, but into, you know, you release it, you got to go around and talk to people about it over and over and over. And it sounds like it's been very rewarding for you. And,
it's very rewarding.
Proud.
So thank you for saying that. And thank you to all the people who made the trip and came out.
It was really
a great night.
Buy the book at BarnesandNoble.com.
Is Barnes & Noble the place to get it?
Yes, Barnes & Noble. And please, if you've read it, I would so appreciate, Deirdre and I, if you would write a review. Nice. We'd love that. So, thank you.
Best-selling author. I'm going to go make you a coffee because you're a best-selling author.
Thank you.
It's morning.
Don't drink.